So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Audio, brother. Hold on.
Nah. No audio?
There you go. There you go.
I was on the first time. Hey, we're back.
I promise you it wasn't my
friend. Yeah, but the button said it was. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live. I'm your host tonight. My name's John, but I don't do it alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's happening, man? How you doing,
What's bro? What's going on, my brother, man? I'm excited to be back. We took us another little break, but we are back, man. It's Labor Day weekend.
It's our weekend.
It is our weekend, my brother. Before we get too far, guys, we always like to explain to you how we come up with the name. And as a good buddy, Impact, dug it out. The Bible is from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live, is bring a little bit of light to a dark world, one episode at a time. What's going on, brother?
I don't know. I like one episode at a time, man.
Yeah.
You know, actually, you know what I like is when they do a seasonal show and they drop, like, all the episodes at one time, so you can just watch them all, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
I do. I mean, we're not here at Light It Up Live, man. We can't do that.
Yeah. No, we can't. Well, but they can. No, they can do, Josh. They can go to YouTube, and in the search bar, they can put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and there are not all 51, but there are about 48 episodes on there that they can watch all at once if they want.
Yes, sir.
They can watch them all and get caught up on the show, brother.
You know, they get feel lit up live. A little refresher, course. Yeah.
Feel lit up live.
I don't know. It sounded good.
Yeah. So we got a guest today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
it's episode 51. We got Mr. Jody Matthews is about to be joining us. I can see over in the green room that his screen's black right now. But I'm hoping that it's nothing
wrong.
We got
a little spotlight to get through.
A spotlight to get through.
You mean Mr. Jody Matthews, Mr. Sober is Swaggy Jody Matthews.
Is Swaggy Jody Matthews.
Yes, sir.
Joining us tonight. You know, Jody's went through some things here lately.
Yes.
And I'm not going to give it all away, but Jody has went through some things. And the community needs to be there for him because he was there for the community. He was there for the community for about almost 6 years. You know what I mean? Came up with the ministry Sober is Swaggy, and he's helped a lot of people, you know, and now he could use some help himself, and he's going to talk about it, and I think it's brave for him to come on, you know what I mean?
I can't wait to hear it.
I think it's important for people to hear that, Josh, you know what I mean? The helpers need help sometimes too.
Well, I mean, the best stories are the true stories. You know what I mean? And like you get pulled down. You know what I mean? I want to hear how you got up. Bro. I want to hear about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because somebody out there is going through the same exact thing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like you said, if it just reaches one person, the whole show is worth it. So that's what's up.
Texting him now to see if his screen's good. Because I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking in the green room and I see a black screen. I'm like, oh my goodness. Am I going to go to Paul?
He's joining us on his phone, correct?
Yep.
If he's on his phone, yeah, he might have got a phone call. So
yeah, I thought he put it on private, but we'll see, man. So, dude, we'll Labor Day weekend, bro.
You got any plans? You gonna cook out or anything?
I'm not gonna do nothing but sit on the couch, bro. I'm not doing nothing, and I'm gonna enjoy the nothingness.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I got a garage to clean out, man. Like I have to get it done.
If that counts.
Yeah. Well, I'll be doing that tomorrow too. But man, this garage is. Every time I go out there, it's like I'm at a club or something, and I'm dancing through things just to get to the back of it. It's like, yeah, it's terrible, man, because there's stuff above, and you hit your head, and you're like, I hate this garage.
Time for the old spring cleaning, huh?
Yeah, I look forward to the holidays just so I can get a bunch of stuff out of the garage and decorate it. You know what I mean? Like, it's out of there, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's like August 1st, you want to decorate for Christmas? You sure? Okay, let's do it.
Right on. He's not answering me. So you got a spotlight for us today, bud?
I do, my friend. I do.
Oh, you know what, I mean? You know what that means. Yeah.
My song.
Ha-ha.
Okay. You know what time it is. Yeah, 7:23. 7:35. What am I doing? I got to fix this analog clock.
Hey.
Yeah. That is funky. Get down funky.
So what you got for Josh's spotlight tonight, my brother?
Well, just something that's been on the news. It's been on our minds. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And the horrific events that took place in that house. Now, I wanted to go one direction with it, but I'm not. So I'm not going to talk about the case at all. Okay, what I'm going to talk about is you know, Cora, Dawson, and Kaylin. You know, the three children that was in that house.
Yeah.
That something happened. And you know what? God knows. God watched it happen. So it doesn't matter. We could fight with each other down here, you know, saying she's innocent, she's guilty or whatever. I mean, we are, like I said, my opinion's off the table, which you know how I feel. Those babies, sometimes God makes decisions and we're like, how could something like that have happened? You know?
Yeah.
And I just got to believe there's other plans for those babies. And it's tragic. And I mean, something else this did, the ripple effect, the butterfly effect of all this is, I literally had my lady look at me and say, you know, I wouldn't hurt the kids, right? And it's like, wow, it's amazing. You even have to say that. Yes, of course, man. Like this is making women look so bad. You know what I mean? Like it's hard to even talk about this without swaying one direction or another, but no matter what, the impact of this is going to be horrible. You know what I mean? Whether she was found guilty, mentally unstable enough, or the mistrial that did take place, no matter what, like I said, the after effects of this is horrible. You know what I mean? There was so many relationships that ended over this, you know, because the world is you go to court with a jury of your public peers, you know what I mean? It's social media courtrooms. That's not fair. It's not fair to people. I mean, it's how it works. It's how it's always going to be. Like I've seen people alienate each other, lifelong friends, over one person had this opinion about that case. Yeah. Well, that case is terrible. Okay. And like I said, you know, final judgment will play out just fine for it. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, those three little children is, and I guess they're having people do copycats. Well, I don't believe that's happening, okay? I believe horrible things like this happen all the time in our country. And because of this trial, now the other ones are being brought to light. It's just horrible, man. It's just horrible. And God bless, you know, the grandparents of those babies, you know, the people that love them babies.
Yeah.
I know God's got the highest cloud out there for him.
Absolutely.
He's got another plan, man. You know, he's going to send him back. But yeah, my spotlight was SAP, man. You know, because I didn't want to give. I didn't want it to be opinionated, man. Let's focus. Yeah, yeah. And it's scary. It's scary. And like I said, it's unfair to good women. It really is. Right. Yeah, right. It's going to make them look mentally unstable. It's, you know, yeah, they could be emotional, but mentally completely unstable. No, that's all of us. Well, you know what I mean? Like men, women, everybody can snap and just be.
Yeah, the whole mistrial thing really upset me.
Yeah.
Really upset me. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lady's got supporters outside and then they're GoFundMe. It's like, come on, man. Do you remember what she did?
Yeah. Like at the end of this, do you remember who the victim truly is? Like, you know, let's not celebrate this. You know what I mean? This is nothing. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. I mean, the one juror that stood tall, you know, that attorney messed up, man, and said his name out loud.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, right. One of those little press meetings. Oops. He said that, yeah, the juror that was refusing to say not guilty.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that all heroes don't wear capes thing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely that dude, man. That guy stood tall. Stood tall. Yep. I didn't catch his name because I wouldn't repeat it if I did. But, you know, that dude is a hero in all this, man. And so now you know where my opinion lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying not to, but it came out anyway. Hey. So it's just a tragedy, man.
It is. And, you know, it's a terrible story.
And, yeah, I have my kids and
she'll get what's coming. They're gonna try her again for sure.
Yeah, yeah, because of the mistrial, there'll be another trial. They need to just have a bench trial. I'm kind of surprised the judge just didn't supersede the jury. I don't even know if that's possible in that state. I know some states you can, some states you know, to where he says, you know what, I heard the case, I see the verdict that you want to give me. But I'm going to just go ahead and say, you know what, you know. And what's crazy is everybody was like, the verdict was she was incompetent. She was going to go to a mental institution or she was guilty of murder. Okay, those were the two. All right. Social media have you believe that she was innocent. No, the 11 jurors that was backing out of the murder thing didn't say she was innocent. They just didn't say, you know what I'm saying, that she should be charged with murder.
Right.
So, yeah. It wasn't an innocent, not guilty, you know what I'm saying? Guilty, not guilty thing. It was, she's going to a mental ward for the rest of her life or prison. That's what it was. And, yeah, oh boy. Oh boy was like, nope, I ain't got nothing to do, folks. I'll go fishing next week.
Yeah.
I mean, and now all I see is horrible things like that. You know what I mean? On the news, I'm going to stop watching the news, my friend.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. I mean, there's never nothing good on the news.
No, they always start with, hey, good evening, and let's tell you how bad it is. You know, it's like, well, what was good? The opening? good evening, and it's terrible out here. Yeah. So how's he doing, my friend? Did you get hold of him?
No, but we're going to go in there. We're going to see. Maybe he's just got, because remember, he put his phone on Do Not Disturb, so maybe he's just got it blacked out waiting. So we're going to try and pull him up see what happens, you guys. So tonight our guest is Mr. Jody Matthews from Sober Swaggy. A lot of you guys know who it is. And like I was saying a little bit ago, man, Jody's done a lot for the community. And we need the community to be there for him now. So, but he wants to come on. He wanted to share and talk about it. So let's see if his phone is working. We might have some technical difficulties, but we're going to find out. Let's see, Mr. Jody Matthews, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Jody, we're there, bud. Your screen's blacked out, buddy. Can't see. I think I hear you.
Hold on a second.
Yep. Get you ready there, bud. But Jody's working through some technical difficulties. That's what you do when you're live. He's going to come out.
Sound like he was camping.
Yeah, right. He was trying to get it.
Yeah. Trying to start a fire out front by the camp tent. You know what I mean?
Here we go again, trying. We can hear you, buddy, but we can't see you, Jody.
Hold on a second. Not sure why, but
there's a camera button at the bottom.
I see it. It says it's on. Hold on.
this is what happens with live shows. We'll get it worked out, though. He'll get it worked out, Mr. Josh.
Well, maybe his camera flipped. It might have flipped. Now it's looking, you know what I'm saying, behind us, so it's dark. Yeah, flip your camera around, Jody. Is it flipped?
You see me?
No.
Nope.
You hear me?
Yeah, oh, we can hear you just fine. Can't see you.
Yeah. I don't know why you can't see me. Hold on a second.
Pulling a John Cena on us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pulling a John Cena. Yeah, right there has got the camera off. You can tell because it's just got an initial.
Yeah.
We'll try to work this out and get Jody up.
I would just close it out and rejoin, brother.
Yeah, just close it out completely and hit the link again, Jody.
Yeah, that should refresh it.
Yeah. You just close it out completely, refresh the phone, then hit the link again and try to come back. We'll get you worked out, Jody. But yeah, man, that case, I did a post about it today. That upsets me, man. I can't believe that's a mistrial. Are you kidding me? There should not have been a trial.
No.
You're guilty. Period. No,
and I don't see how they're like, well, the husband's to blame. Well, the husband wasn't charged with nothing.
They're guilty, you know? Period.
Period.
Yeah.
You know. Like I said, the cat's out of the bag, man. I think that lady did
reset,
that, man.
Reset your phone, Jody, and then hit the link again.
All right, hold on. I don't know why it's not
okay.
Doing it. Because...
We'll get it worked out. Just reset your completely reset your phone, and then hit the link again. So we'll get Jody worked out. You guys, I know there's some people waiting to hear Jody's story and hear what's going on with them here lately. And we'll get it worked out. These things happen. During pre-show, he was looking great. It looked great. Everything was working great. Sometimes that's what happens on live shows. And we go with it, don't we, Mr. Josh?
Hey, do you know what? Do you know what today is? I guess it's National Sister Day.
Sister Day?
Oh. Yes. I'm just thinking of things to throw in there, bro.
Jody trying to come back. You didn't reset your phone that quick, bro.
There ain't no way, man. You ain't got no Apple 8500.
Yeah, you didn't reset your phone that quick.
Right.
Do a phone reset.
I charged this with 1.21 gigawatts.
Ain't no way you'd reset your phone that quick. He's like, I could get it. You're muted. He's like, I could get it.
I am muted, yeah.
Yeah, you're muted.
They're talking in my background, so I'm over here playing Space Invaders. What, like clickety click click click? Just like I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm playing
Space
Call of Duty
with
the mic button. It works.
You guys, tonight our guest is Jody Matthews. He's having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to get him in here in just a second. He'll get it figured out, I believe, if he resets. He's using his phone, so if he resets his phone and comes back in, he'll get it worked out. He'll be just fine. But, Jody went through a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm not going to share his story for him, but he's going to come on in here. He's going to share it. I know this is hard on him. He's been through some things. You know what I mean? When you're a person that has gotten so used to helping people and then you find yourself needing help, that's a hard thing to talk about. It's a hard thing to admit. You feel embarrassment. You feel ashamed. You feel like you let people down, and all that weight comes down on you, you know, Josh, and it's gotta be a lot, you know what I mean? After the organization that he started, and you know what I mean? And after helping so many,
you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The more things go wrong, the more you're like, I'm not strong enough for this, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it's hurting other people, but I just don't have the energy. I just don't. And it does take a miracle to pull you out of that. It really does. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Especially if you slide way down, you know?
Yeah.
And then you got health issues on top of, you know, depression too. Oh, man.
Right.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It worked. He reset his phone this time, Josh. Ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Jody Matthews. I was like, reset your phone, bro. And he said, okay. He came back 2 seconds later. I'm like, bro, you didn't reset your phone that quick.
Hey.
He's like, I could get it.
I had to totally cut it off.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jody Matthews. How you doing, my brother?
Man, you know what? If I'd be any better, I'd be
be you and Josh, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, life's been one hell of a whirlwind, I guess I could say. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just grateful to still be here and want to come on tonight to kind of share what I've been through and what happened and my life, you know, like everybody always counts on me, but I got to the point in life where, you know, I couldn't even count on myself, fam. And it got sick. I got in a dark place.
Yeah. And before we get too far, guys, for people that don't know, I'm pushing 6 years sober, and Jody was a pivotal reason how I was able to put the bottle down, leave the cocaine alone. He was a pivotal part of it because I struggled for many, many, many years, and he actually helped pull me out of it. He was the guy that answered the phone, and he started an organization called Sober is Swaggy. He's been on the front lines for a long time. Like I was saying during the show earlier, man, he's helped the community a lot. And Jody's now in a spot where I think the community needs to help him. But he's still going to come on here and share his story and be brave and tell us what has happened now, what has happened. I wanted to say that, Jody, because I don't think you need to waste too much time talking about the then. You know what I mean? I want you to share the now because I think it's going to be pretty powerful for you to be brave like this and come on here and talk about this, man, because what you're about to do is what people need to understand they need to do if this happens to them.
Yeah, I just want to be open and transparent with everyone and let them know that, you know, I did fall and I fell in May of this year, and I got to a point where my mental health wasn't really good, and I've never really faced mental health like I have
the last audio.
Your audio is chopping, my friend.
It's chopping up on you, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's your audio's getting bad. How's your internet looking?
Video's perfect.
Yeah, the video was good. We're going to get Jody back. He was having a little bit of audio problems, you guys. But we'll get it worked out, man. We have patience and we have all night.
It's Florida, man. It's Florida. It's weird.
There we go. How
about now?
Yep.
There we go.
Roger Dodger. Hey.
Light it up live.
You got something, man. The devil doesn't want a lot of people to hear what I got to say tonight because it's real.
We got all night,
brother. The strongest ones survive and your strongest ones don't survive. And I've just been in a spot, man, where the last 4 or 5 months of my life the phone was heavy and church was amazing. But then when I would leave church, you know, I got in a dark place, man. And I tell you what, mental health is something that I think we all need to understand. And look at, you know, as far as where I've been and through my life, you know, and sobriety and doing what I need to do to be better. But at the end of the day, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, I did fall. You know, I fell May this past year, almost my birthday, and almost 6 years sober. And I was to the point, man, where it was either I drink or I suck a 12 gauge. And you know, thank goodness I didn't choose the other. You know, I choose to get help. And mentally, I was scarred, man. Mentally, I was going through some things that I didn't understand. I didn't realize what I was doing. I was schizophrenic. I was crazy, man. You know, I was going through a lot of things that, you know, if you guys are going through it, I want you guys to understand to get help and to go to a doctor, you know, do what you got to do to get that help. For me, I did. And since May of this year, I've been Baker active twice. I've been in a mental hospital twice. You know, I've spent 34 days of my life in the last since May in a mental hospital, trying to figure out like what is going on with me. And, the first go round wasn't good, and they put me on medication that really put me in a downward spout. And you know, then I stopped taking the medication, and it put me in an even more downward spout. You know, wanting to commit suicide, suicidal thoughts were just unbelievable. You know, I've never had them like this before. And but today, you know, I'm sitting here tonight with you guys, and I'm realizing where I've been, what I've been through, and the right medication, I'm right where I need to be, you know. So I'm proud of that. And, you know, it hurts me to think that if I hurt anyone in my process, you know, I didn't mean to hurt anyone, you know. The only person I was truly hurting was myself. You know, I truly believe in each and every one of us. But at the end of the day, you know, unless you handle your own specific problems wholeheartedly, they're going to come back. They're going to come back to get you. They're going to come back to really dig deep in your life. And I believe that's what happened. You know, I believe that I was going through a lot of things that I didn't understand, and I was letting the rim of the world take control of my mind and my body and my soul, even though I was going to church, even though I was going to meetings, even though I was going to do all these things. It was rough, man. You know, come home, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. You have alone time, you know, and that alone time, man, I was wanting to blow my brains out, you know, and I say it like that because that's where I was, man. Like, I didn't want to live, you know, but I thought about Hunter, I thought about Logan, I thought about my parents, I thought about the people in my life. I'm like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. So guess what I did, man? I called and got help, man. And I put myself in a couple of mental rehabs in Boca Raton, Florida, and one in Naples, Florida, and spent 33 days of my last, you know, 4 months in a mental rehab to try to understand who I am as a person, you know? I'd be sitting in group, and the guy goes, "You work here?" And I said, "No, man, I'm here with you."
Yeah.
Like I'm here with you, buddy. Like I'm going through it as well. So the thing about it, man, I just want to tell you as a family and friends, Josh and John, man, that if you need help, please ask for it.
Yeah, now that's a question I had for you. You spent years telling other people that it's okay to ask for help. Was it harder to take your own advice when you became the one who needed the help?
Yeah, it was sad because I became.
And did that kind of like stop you from asking for help? You know.
I became a mental case, man. I became that case that, you know, I couldn't reach out because everyone was like, "Oh, he's got it figured out," you know, and I couldn't call anyone because, "Oh, Jody's got it." And I couldn't reach out, you know, and I'm thinking, man, these guys have no clue like what I'm truly going through. So at the end of the day, as I'm fighting, as I'm pushing and trying not to off myself, I would still help people.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, man, that kind of got me through what I had been through, you know, was still helping others, you know, even in my darkest hours, man, like, you know, sitting there and laying there and thinking, man, I'm not good for anyone. My phone would ring, but I would still talk to them to help them. And people are like, "Man, how'd you do it?" I said, "Man, it wasn't me, bro. I promise you, because I was ready to cancel everything."
Now looking back now, were there like warning signs that something wasn't right, but you ignored them and you tried to push through?
Just yeah, there was warning signs. You know, when I worked at John Deere and I couldn't figure that out mentally. You know, so I left there and then I was working at the restaurant and then. That mentally, and then those jobs back to back kind of affected me mentally, which, you know, I'm grateful today to look back at both of them and think, hey, you know, They've made me stronger. But at the end of the day, man, I was really a weak person, man, going through that shit. Mm. You know, and should have reached out for help then. And I would go to class. I'd go see Dr. K on Thursday nights and do things, but I didn't do enough. You know, I'll just be honest with people. I didn't do enough, man.
Right.
You know why that guy thought you worked at that place? Because you look friendly. You look like that person that somebody wants to talk to. Like, you got to work here, man. You look so put together. Look at you.
Well, Jody worked at several of
that's what I'm saying. He's like that. That's him. That's what he does. So, you know.
That's right.
Probably blend right in. Like, like all I needed was a Santa hat, man, and I'd sit on his lap, brother.
You hold know. On.
I want this for
turn Christmas. Lights on.
Yeah, Jody. Auto lights.
For you guys that can't, for you guys that can't see, Jody's on the back porch at what they call the compound over
hold
at
on, I'm
house.
Turning the lights on, fam.
Yeah, the compound is cool, man. The compound's I love it out there.
There we go.
Talk about light it up live.
There we go. There we go.
All right. Hey, I'm digging that shirt. I remember when they started that program, the DARE program.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came to all of our schools when we was little, and you know what I'm saying? They had the dog and all that. Yeah.
So tell me, Jody, what was the hardest part? Was it meant you needed help, or actually walking through those doors and facing what came afterwards? What was the hardest part?
It was the ride. It was the ride, man. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. It was the It was a 2.5-3.5 hour ride that I had to take in a van to go get that help. And I knew that, man, you know, I didn't want to go. You know, I'll be honest with you guys, I didn't want to go, but I knew from the bottom of my heart that if I didn't go, that, you know, the only other option for me was to off myself. And it was an option that was a lot greater than getting help, you know? And I tell you guys this, man, like, I've never wanted to off myself. Like, I wanted to off myself and just say, hey, you know, I've lived a good life, but then I thought, like, if I can get through this, if I can overcome this, then my story is even more powerful, you know? Mm. So
even during those rough times, you were still thinking about helping people. See, that just says what kind of person that you are.
Like, my phone and my inbox never stopped. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, these people have no clue. Like, I'm not wanting to be here. Like, when I say not wanting to be here, like, you know, I would grab Hunter and Logan's picture and
yeah, bud.
And say, I can't go. But today I'm doing so much better, man. Like,
amen.
It's been rough. It's been, you know, when people talk about anxiety and like panic attacks and all this shit. I used to make fun of those people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? And today, man, you know, I have all that. And it's like, holy shit. You know, just grateful to overcome it.
Yeah, buddy. Well, I think it's real brave for you to come on here and talk about it and to admit all that. And but you're still here. And just like you just said, man, you were still thinking about helping other people when you was in the middle of helping yourself. That just says the character in you, man. It shows what kind of person that you are. And I bet you getting help for yourself, that was probably because you're used to the helper now needing help. So that was probably a hard part, the hardest part to let people know, to tell people what happened, because you're used to being the helper, man. You know what I mean? So it was probably tough on you to ask for help,
because
you didn't want people to know that, right?
Yeah, I would sit and think like, damn, man, like these folks have no clue, like mentally, like I'm not wanting to be here, but at the same time, I'm thinking mentally they're not wanting to be here either. You know, so they're reaching out for a reason, and God puts you in situations for a reason. So I believe that it was all to make me stronger, better, you know, better person who I am today. You know, like I have a strict schedule now, you know, with my life, and I go by it each and every day. I don't even play with it, you know, because mental health is real, man. I want people to understand that if you're truly going through something and you don't understand, there's nothing wrong with asking a doctor. You know, I go back to the doctor the 14th of September, you know, to see my psychiatrist and understand, you know, I'm on anxiety medicine and different medication to help me. And I believe in it, man. Like, I never believed in it until I really, truly needed something to help me mentally stay focused to understand, hey, Jody, you're okay, you know? And today, I'm okay, you know? Right. Today I am okay.
And now you just fell off. So, but you was almost six years sober. Is it tough now, you know what I mean, that you're having to start all over, you know what I mean? And you're not beating yourself up, you know what I mean? Because being the helper, you got to remember what you said. I was at first, man.
I was really beating myself up because I had told myself, man, you've come this far. But at the end of the day, when I look at what I went through mentally, you know, I'm glad I picked up the drink instead of the shotgun. You know, I'm glad I did what I did to not go and say, hey, you know, to end it all. So today, you know, you look at life and you know, it's like that saying I always used to tell people when I worked at the center. You know, when you're walking to the mailbox, if you fall down, you don't turn around and go back to front porch. You just pick yourself back up and keep walking. So that's all I'm doing, man. You know, I take one day at a time and I'm grateful. You know, I didn't use drugs or anything. Yeah. You know, I did pick up the alcohol. And but at the end of the day, man, I tell you what, I think back, you know, April, May, when I really started having mental issues and and like, what could I have done to get better? And man, I'm happy I did what I did, but I'm not happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have done neither, you know, cause I was almost to 6 years, but at the end of the day, I'm still here to explain to you guys what I did and what happened, and talk to you guys about mental health. And that's my biggest,
that's where it all comes from
today. Is to tell people about, hey man, if you have mental health issues, like, you know, if you're truly going through it, man, reach out to a doctor.
That's right.
Ask somebody, you know, go to somebody and get help, you know. And that's what I did, you know. Two Baker acts, two facilities.
Now, do you think those 6 years, do you think there was always an underlying problem, but somehow you was able to push through it, and this is something that you needed, maybe? Or is this something that just came on, you know what I mean, and you had to handle it?
No, I think you're right, man. I think there's a lot of issues that we don't want to bring up in the last 6 years of my life, you know?
And you just push them down, right?
Kept down and out, you know what I mean? And you know, it's an issue truly about self, you know, like, what do you know about yourself? And that's why I tell folks, man, to really get down and grit and understand who you are as a person, because man, when I got mental, I was thinking about offing myself, and everyone's thinking like sober Swaggy and Jody and oh man, he's got it going on. And people had no clue that I was thinking about really removing myself from the whole situation, right. You know, and then I would take Hunter and Logan's picture and say, hey, I can't do this. You know, like I need to focus. And thank God, man, I stayed put. You know, thank God I have my family, you Amen. Know, my closest friends and you guys. And, you know, my inbox was full. And I didn't realize, to tell you the truth, man, until I started posting about it, you know, mental health, that how much I was loved. And it felt good, mm-hmm. man, to know that you are loved, you know, because at the end of the day, when you're going through mental health issues, you don't realize that, you know, people care for you, you know, like you're thinking everyone's out to get you. You know, I thought my family was out to get me. My family, you know, the doctors were out to get me. They got me on the wrong medication. You know, my first go round to Boynton Beach, Florida was in June. And I was telling you, John, they wound up putting me on the wrong medication. Yeah. And I came home and man, fuck, I went straight to the dump, dude. And then I stopped taking it. And then I even went deeper in depression and suicidal thoughts. And when you look up this medication I was on, that's the side effects. But now they have me on the right, you know, it's not a narcotic. It's some anxiety medicine I take, you know, every 4 to 6 hours. And, you know, when I go to feel it, I just take the medication. And I'm proud of myself, man. Like I was never big on medication and doing these things, but I want to tell people that are watching that, listen, man, you strong ones, we suffer as well, you know? And the thing about me, it was like people didn't realize I suffered because I keep quiet, you know? Like I'm not wanting to pick up the phone. I'm not wanting to call nobody. You know, I'm not one to sit and think about, hey, man, you know, I'm not really worried about myself, but I was worried about myself, you know? And like I said, since May of this past year, man, I've been Baker active twice. I've been in two rehabs, 33 days total. You know, I've spent almost 40 days trying to get better. And I'm proud of myself for going.
You should be. Yeah, that's real brave, and it's real brave to come on here tonight and talk about it, because people need to hear it, that even the helpers need help sometimes. Now, Josh, I don't you ever had to deal with mental health? Dude, I don't see you as ever having any kind of mental health. You've always been my freaking goofy, funny friend, so I couldn't even see Josh having any mental health problems.
Sometimes those goofy, funny people do that for a reason, because yeah, no. I've had a couple traumatic issues in my life when I was younger, and God got me through them. And you know, I found Jesus at a young age because of it. You know, I literally my mom hurt herself by accident, and I was real little. And if I wasn't there, she wouldn't be here. Mm. And I had to do all that anyway. So I mean, the whole. The whole addiction thing. No, I've suffered from migraines my whole life, so it was hard to drink or do anything because these headaches were a blessing that I didn't know. You know what I mean? Was a blessing because it kept me from doing all of that. My friends got drunk, and you know what I'm saying? I love my friends, so I still hung out with y'all. Yeah. I never did, man.
You was never a big drinker ever.
No, I've just never been. And, and I've never judged those that, you know what I'm saying? My mom was an alcoholic. She's 13 years sober now, you know, and I stopped talking to her for a long time because of that, because of her alcoholism. And, you know, I went through a lot of counseling, and I ended up sitting in with the other kids and trying to counsel them. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I really love the message in the show, and I'm glad, Jody, I'm glad that you came out of the darkness again, brother. You know what I mean? And,
I tell you what, fellas, man, it's been one hell of a dark ride. You know, I talk to John a lot, and I just want to tell people that if you need help, please, man, like, don't feel bad for yourself. You got to go see a doctor, or don't feel bad if you got to go to mental rehab. Like I did twice, man, almost 40 yeah. days in them, and Boynton Beach and Naples, Florida, man. Yeah. I went and got the help I needed. Did I hate it? I hated it being in there, you know, because everyone's like, hey, you work here? And I'm like, nah. I'm in here with you, cuz you know. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, this last go round, you know, in Naples, that I got on the right medication and got my mind thinking right, got that anxiety down to probably 10%, which is, you know, I need. Yeah. You know, my anxiety would get so high I couldn't breathe. You know, I would wake up in the middle of the night and jump up, have to put my leg on and run all the way out to the backyard of my family's compound, man, to grab my breath. And it was scary, you know, like it was super scary. Like I was in a very, very, very dark place, and I'm just glad to be out of it, you know.
Like now, was the medication you were on previously, before the new medication, was that a contributing factor to why you were having these over anxiety attacks and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that tonight, man. And it was, Josh. It was.
Yeah.
I was put on the wrong medication, and man, it spiraled me even more out of control. You know, I was 18 days in Boynton Beach, and they're like, how you feel? I'm like, I was just ready to come home. You know, I probably should have stayed, but I was just like, all right, I'm good. But I felt terrible. And then I came home and kept taking that medication. I'm like, man, why am I thinking like this? And then I stopped taking the medication. Holy shit, dude. Fuck, man, I went from, you know, I'd walk out here by the pool and see myself drowning in the pool. I'd drive by a retention pond, see my car going in a retention pond, and have to pull over and drop my windows down. Like, I got schizophrenic, you know, like you look up the word schizophrenic, man, and I became that. And everyone around me was just in my way. You know, like my mom, my dad, my kids, I'm like, holy shit, like, why is everybody on my nerves? And what happened, man, I was on the wrong medication, and I truly was on the wrong medication. And when I went to Naples, you know, that's why I didn't go back to Boynton Beach. I wanted to go to a different facility, yeah. You know, mental health rehab, and say, hey, you know. And then I explained everything I had going on to that doctor, and he's like, why did they have you on this? Why'd they have you on that? Why'd they have you? I'm like, I don't know, but I can tell
million
you
million dollar question.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's legal today, drug dealer. Today I feel better, man. And I just wanted to, when John reached out last week, I wanted to come on here with both you guys and let people know, hey, you know, that I had messed up, and there's rumors, and the rumors don't need to go no farther.
Squash all that. Light it up live, baby. You heard it right from the horse's mouth. And guess what? He came on here and he admitted to it. That's the first thing you got to do, is you got to talk about it when you fall off.
Yo, John's been excited all week about this show too. He was so happy when he told me that you were coming on the show. He's like, bro,
because you know what, man? I really people need to hear this podcast. This podcast is kick ass. Your views are amazing. Everything you got is going on. So I'm just proud of both of you boys, man.
Now before we get to my final thoughts, Jody, I got one more question. What would you say to the person who has become really, really good at saying the words "I'm fine" when they're anything but fine? What would you say to them?
Man, I would tell you this, man. Think before you speak. You know, I used to say, I'm okay. You know, my mom and dad would say, son, are you all right? And they knew I wasn't all right. And I'd say, I'm okay. You know, and then I'd walk away. But listen, man, if you're going through something, I want you guys to pick up the phone and call and get help. I want you guys to call a mental rehab. I want you guys to call the Baker Act number. I want you guys to do whatever you got to do. Listen, we don't look at you because you fall. We look at you because you strive to be better. To strive to be better means get help. And guess what? You know, I was almost 6 years sober, and guess what? I needed help, fam. And I did. I've done it twice since of May, and I'm proud of myself for doing it. You know, my family's behind me. My friends are behind me. My kids are behind me. John and Josh are behind me. You know, all you guys are behind me, and I'm grateful. you know. But I wanted to come on here tonight to say, hey, if you need help, please ask, man. Like, don't think, you know, I work out every day now. I'm the strongest I've ever been. And you know, I do these things because, you know why? I want to feel better about myself. But the working out, it does something to me mentally, you know. And mental illness is real. You know, when people say that they don't understand mental illness. Well, listen, I didn't freaking understand it either. But guess what? I wound up Baker acted twice and being in a mental hospital twice. And guess what? I'm okay. You know, I have no problem telling somebody. That's when John reached out to me this week and said, hey, I said, hey, it's time. You know, the rumors and questions and this and that, did I fall? I did, man. You know, am I sorry? I'm not, because I'm a human being. You know, should I have chose a different path? Maybe. I don't know. It was either mental rehab or shotgun. So to me, I believe I chose the right one, you know, and today, you know, I am where I am, and I take medication, and I'm proud of where God's got me today.
Amen, brother. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm proud of you came on here and you talked about it. I'm proud of you for getting help, and because didn't nobody have to know? You could have swept this under the rug and nobody ever would have known any of this. And you could have just kept pretending. And I think it's very important that you don't. I think it's really important that you don't, especially if you want to continue to help people and recover out loud. I think it's so important to do what you just did. And it's going to help so many people and yourself, man. So thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for sharing your story. And I love you, dog. And I'm glad you came on, man. And you got anything to say before I get to my final thoughts, Josh?
No, man. That was a good show. That's a good show. Good to see you, Jody. Good to
see you. I love you too, buddy.
Yes, sir. Amen, my brother. Yes, sir. So this is my final thoughts, you guys. Tonight I want to talk to the person watching who has gotten really good at saying two words. I'm fine. You smile. You go to work. You take care of everybody else. You answer the phone when somebody needs you. But when the door closes and nobody's around, you're fighting a battle nobody knows about. Tonight, Jody reminded us of something incredibly important. Even the strong ones struggle. Even the helpers need help. Even the person encouraging everybody else can reach a point where they have nothing left to give. And asking for help does not make you weak. Sometimes asking for help is the strongest thing you'll ever do. God never asked you to pretend you're okay. He never asked you to suffer in silence. And getting professional help doesn't mean you've lost your faith. It means you're fighting for your life. So if tonight you're barely holding it together, tell somebody. Make the call. Walk through the door. Say the words, I need help. Because your story isn't over. There are still people you haven't met, memories you haven't made, laughter you haven't laughed, and days you haven't lived yet. So please stay, fight, and let somebody fight beside you. Because sometimes the strongest person in the room is the one brave enough to say, I can't do this alone. This is Light It Up Live. We're not here to pretend darkness doesn't exist. We're here to remind you there is still light in it. Those are my final thoughts.
I appreciate you both so much, man. I love you both.
We love you, my brother Jody, man. Keep pushing.
God,
you know what to do, man.
Godspeed.
And I think it's so brave what you did, man. And I love you, brother. You know, if there's anything that you need from me, you know my phone is on 24 hours a day, man. I just love what you just came on and did. I love the honesty, the transparency. I love that you went out there and got help. The helper got help. I know that was tough, man, and I love you for it.
Your family loves you for it.
Absolutely.
Love you both, man, with all my heart.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Amen,
God bless
brother.
You, my brother. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Take care.
See you.
Wow, man. Strong.
yeah,
strong. And for to get help when you've always been the helper, man, you know, it's that's tough. You know what I mean? And to you know, you have to go through your head. What are they going to say about me? What is everybody that believes in me going to say about me? This is what I have now. You know what I mean? It becomes you.
Yeah.
It becomes who you are when you're the helper, when you're the advocate for mental health, when you start a sober foundation.
Well, and what it shows is we are definitely imperfect.
That's right.
Only he is perfect. And he reminds us. He reminds us. You know what I mean? Yep.
Yep.
And sometimes it's terrible, but.
And it should remind everybody, you're one bad day away from relapsing.
Mm.
One bad day away from relapsing.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is just get back up. Just get back up. But the very first thing you need to do is you need to admit it. You can't just hide it and act like nothing happened, because that's not healing. That's pretending. So I think it's important that you heal.
And saying it out loud helps a lot.
You know, absolutely. What I mean? Like, recovering out loud sure does help, man. It does.
Like, hey, I know you respect me and this happened. That's I did right. this. What's your thoughts and what did you say? Sometimes you got to get up and get down, bro. You know?
Get down. That was almost wrapped up right there, buddy. But awesome, what a great show. You guys, don't forget to go to YouTube and in the search bar, put the @symbol and light it up live, all one word. And you guys, do me a favor and please remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it.